Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that want to, are just so sick and tired of working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want all that freedom, that cash flow, and the prosperity right now so you can be able to live the life that you love, with those that you love, doing what you want whenever the heck you want to do it. And it's not about saving away for 30 or 40 years. It's about creating that real freedom today, about getting your money working harder for you. And not only is it about freedom for you, but it's about creating that life of prosperity that allows you to create a ripple effect yourself so you can bless more lives using the God-given gifts you've been given and use that in the service of others and creating a rich, fulfilling life. So thank you for joining us today. Appreciate you guys having on. I love that so many of you are telling me you're binging the snot out of this show. Whatever that means, snot, I don't know, but that's what I just said. I love it. I love that you're sharing it because this, without you guys, this ripple effect cannot be possible. And if you've listened to the show long enough, you know that this is so necessary right now. People need to know this. They need to be educated. You just cannot have real freedom without knowing what we're talking about here. So thank you again. Like, you guys are awesome. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, the great blogs you can read on there. And again, keep binging on these shows as much as you can, and I'll keep producing as much value as I can too. So thank you so much for giving me the platform to be able to teach you in any way possible. By the way, also for those of you reaching out, thanks again as well, because I mean, I just had somebody last week we talked to and found out we can increase his passive income by over $100,000 a year. By the way, results may vary. That's not the average, but that was freaking awesome. It made my day. So excited for that and be able to work with people just like you. I mean, many of you guys where you're ready, you're able, and you're willing to question all that stuff that you've been taught your whole life. That's just not true. Saving in retirement plans, paying off your debt like everybody's told you to do, which has never worked to create financial freedom. And now we're doing something that's different that actually creates real freedom no matter what markets are doing right now. So guys, I'm just so grateful to be here. So today I want to talk about changing your thermostat so you can change your life. And I first heard this term years ago. It's probably nearly two decades ago I first heard this term where someone had said that, like, listen, like, you got to keep upping that thermostat because you'll tend to perform wherever you're comfortable. And I was on an interview just recently. And on this interview, he started asking me about things I went through, like different challenges, but then also the successes too, right? And with the successes, he said, hey, Chris, well, tell us, what are advice you can give people? And what about things you can do? And I gave some tips, about living a better life, even better nutrition and sleep. And then I said, but you know what? Here's a cool hack. I said, here's a way you can start keep increasing those goals and achieving more, and you don't have to think. And I remember this hit me hard because there's two experiences I've had. One was, when I was in high school, I remember I asked my track coach, I said, hey, what do I need to be thinking about as I'm running? And he looked at me really strangely. He's like, what do you mean? What do you have to be thinking about? Like, yeah, what do you think about? What goes through your head when you're running that it makes you perform better? Yes, in high school, I even asked these kind of questions. And he just kind of almost scoffed at and just laughed. And he's like a 70-year-old guy. He was like, if you can imagine Rocky, you remember Rocky, Mick, if you remember Mickey, right? You're a bum, Rock. He was like that. He even sounded like that guy, right? Sounded like Burgess Meredith. And he's like, what are you talking about? You want to what you think? One foot in front of the other. Now get out there and run. or if I do it in Burgess Meredith's voice, one foot in front of the other. Now get out there and run, Miles. And that was it, right? And that was it. I mean, that was his advice. One foot in front of the other, which I was like, well, that wasn't helpful. But it kind of was. And I'll tell you again, like I remember asking a brother-in-law of mine, you know, he was from a successful family. I'm like, what's the personal development things you're doing and how are you bettering yourself? And what do you think about to help you, like, you know, be successful? Like what is it that's helped you be successful? And he looked at me really strangely, just like my track coach did. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just do it. And I'll tell you, there was a key lesson there is that both these guys were teaching me something. They're saying, why are you overthinking this? You just do it. Now, I'll tell you, like, if you just say, just do it, that leaves us hanging. It doesn't really do much for us. But I'll talk about today about really how I was able to hit higher goals and keep breaking it, these barriers, even like income barriers that I've had. In fact, I even think I did a show about income barriers, but I want to apply this to anything, whether you're trying to achieve things in business, with money, with your life, anything you're working on right now, this can work. And here's the thing is that when I talk about this thermostat, all of us are comfortable at a certain place. Now, when we start to feel the cold come on, right? When things start to get a little bit bad, we try to turn the heat up, you know, and this happens a lot. Like when we start to see things go down, I mean, even for me, like when I was going through my divorce 4 years ago, I started seeing my income drop. Now I had a certain thermostat set for what my income was, a certain benchmark. And when all of a sudden, like it started going down, you know, after a while, after going through all the emotional crap, you know, and processing after a few months, I'm like, I got to get this thermostat back up. What am I doing? You know, I was habitually becoming kind of depressed. And so I started turning the thermostat up and boom, not only did I get up there, but I started to hit new highs again. And we all have that thermostat, right? If we talk about with money, all of us have a certain place where we think we're comfortable. We all, even with income, we think we're comfortable at a certain place. We think we're comfortable at a certain point of our lives with our relationships that we have. We think we're comfortable with the type of health that we do and the food that we eat and the exercise that we do. We all have this thermostat set. But if you want to achieve new things and hit new highs, even if you're at that ideal temperature, rather than waiting for it to freeze before you turn up the dial now while you're comfortable. Turn it up. And so that's what I started doing is, you know, I started doing that. And things really shifted and changed for me, especially about 4 years ago, because, you know, I remember in my business at that time, like I would put a low benchmark of like 10 grand a month. Now I remember when 10 grand used to be awesome. Like I remember thinking like, whoa, I just made 10 grand a month. Cool. Right. That was years ago. But then eventually got comfortable to just make it, you know, 10 grand or more a month. I was making five figures a month, no problem. But the thing is that I was like, after a while, I was like, you know, I could do better than that. You know, what if I made that benchmark 20 grand a month? What if I made it like a quarter million a year? And I remember thinking at times like, wow, well, that'd be kind of cool. What if I did that? Because I remember one time I got really close to that average, you know, back in like around, you know, a few years. I mean, around 2006, I was definitely over, you know, over 10 grand a month. There's over, what was it, 2009, 10, you know, those times I was starting to hit those, you know, like 20 grand a month pretty close, but I didn't quite hit 20 grand a month. And I thought, well, that'd be cool to hit 20 grand a month. So guys, here's how I did it. I'm just going to give you the answer right now. And here's what happened. First, I had to see it in my mind. This is what's always the first step. You know, Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Well, for me, I realized after I read that for the 300th time, it started to make sense. I have to see things in my mind first. I have to actually see that when I'm tracking my own numbers, that number shows $20,000 or more. And so I have to see that in my mind. So I start there. I even look at like my spreadsheet. I look at like, I see 20,000 a month. I'll even pick a month or whatever, right? I would visualize 20,000 a month. And so I'd visualize that. I thought, all right, okay, cool. I can do that. Now, obviously it didn't happen overnight. You know, I would just have to keep coming back to it. I would have to say like, okay, what does that look like? What does it feel like? You know, can I see it? And, you know, and even when I wasn't looking at numbers, even just in my mind, it's like, hey, my benchmark's 20 grand a month. I make at least 20 grand a month. You know, that's my low benchmark. You know, it's got to be over 20 grand a month. And pretty soon it wasn't even acceptable to go below 20 grand a month. And then after a few months, I was like, why in the heck is it not showing 20 grand a month? Right. But again, I don't dwell on that. Again, I just keep focusing on, okay, 20 grand a month. That's what it is. So when I finally did hit it, and I shouldn't say finally, it took months, but in my mind, I was like, well, it's about time. Then it was like, cool. Well, yeah, that's what it should be. It should be 20 grand a month. And it was kind of cool to achieve that because I was like, wow, you know what? That's a new benchmark for my business. What if I did it again? What about $30,000 a month? So I set it $30,000 a month. And pretty soon that became a low benchmark. I'm like, well, what about 40, 50 grand a month and so on, right? I remember like when I started having months of like 100 grand a month, I'm like, this is so fun, you know? Now, you know, I remember when I hit 100 grand a month, my mind all of a sudden shrunk. I was like, oh, wait. I'm not a 100 grand a month kind of guy, you know? So, you know, what happened is I shrank right back down. I went down to like 40 grand a month or 30 grand a month, right? I would have like, you know, 60 grand a month or whatever, like off and on. But it was actually by, you know, really like just turning up that thermostat saying, no, Chris. Okay. You tested the 100 grand a month. You hit that for a few months. Cool. Let's do it again. You know, let's set that bar, that minimum, you know, get that minimum bar up to 50,000. It doesn't have to be a huge leap. Just set the bar incrementally and maybe you hit it in a month or two. You know, I remember when I set the bar, reset it again at 40 grand a month. I'm like, okay, 40 grand a month. And then it's like, I was hitting like 35 grand a month or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, we're getting there. You know, we're averaging about 34, 35 grand a month. Cool. But let's get that bar up there. And pretty soon it's like, all right, well, yeah. So, you know, I'm grateful. Don't get me wrong. You're grateful each step of the way. But when I hit it, it wasn't like, whoa, like I won the lottery. It's like, I expected that. You got to get to a place where you go from impossible, and not just from impossible to possible or even likely, but it's got to go from the far extreme of impossible to the other extreme, which is inevitable. And when you get your mind around it, it's like, this is inevitable. This is absolutely happening. I know it is. And, you know, I don't even have to map it out perfectly, A to B, how to do it. I just know it will happen. When you do that, it's amazing. When you put that focus and intention there, it works. And this is, like I said, anything that could be with your health, with your relationship. If you have a relationship where you want to see it being something amazing, something romantic, something powerful, right? It could be your friendships and you have these close bonds. You got to hold that image in your mind a while. Whatever you can put in your mind and imagine, you know, that part of that image is imagining, right? Holding that in your mind to the point where it just seems like reality. Your mind doesn't know the difference. It will create whatever reality you paint that picture for. And that even happens on the negative side too. You go on the opposite extreme and you don't have that image or you have a negative image, you will soon find that you can create it. But if you start to turn that thermostat up, stop getting complacent, stop just living at comfort. By the way, I'll tell you, we as creatures, as human beings, are eternally meant to progress. It is in our design and our makeup. We are meant to grow and progress. It doesn't mean that we're not satisfied or we're not content or happy with our lives or grateful. That's not what I'm saying at all. It means that actually we're looking for real results. So anyways, guys, like that's what I'm going to leave with you. I'm going to make this a short and impactful show, but you might want to listen to this again because it's all about how do you really create those results? You know, how do you really turn that thermostat up to create something new? And it's not going to happen overnight, but if you hold it in your mind, you imagine it, you not just see it, but you can touch it, taste it, feel it, experience it. Experience what it feels like when you achieve that, when you have that. And you go there. It doesn't require all these affirmations 5 million times, although you could do that. But it's all about how do you really create that image in your mind to the point where when it happens, you say, yep, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. That is what I mean by turn up that thermostat. You turn up your thermostat, you will turn up your life. Everything will be awesome. So guys, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.